you. Good morning, everyone. Dr. Palermo, Director General of the School System Department of the Ministry of Education, sends her regards. In this very delicate moment for our country, my thoughts go out to those who are still suffering and those who are no longer with us. I also wish to say how grateful I am to our colleagues who have made great efforts to keep things running. I hope that we will get through this difficult moment as soon as possible. My regards to the Director General, the Director of Local Education Authority, the eminent speakers, and those attending the webinar. Special thanks to the Headmistress, who has made it possible for the Ministry of Education to be part of this important event. As already stated, the project has led to the creation of an online multilingual dictionary carried out together with the CPIA of Ravenna and the CPIA of Benevento, as well as European partners. Today's event is an opportunity to share the project outcome, to reflect on the relationship between language and society, as well as to foresee its further development. Distinguished academics are here today to guide us towards a better understanding of this important topic. I would like to share my reflections with you. The event leads to several reflections on integration and inclusion, among which I will point out only to give the floor to other speakers who are more qualified to elaborate on the matter. The first reflection. In 2015, our country decided to set up specific educational institutions for adults, aiming at increasing their level of education and teaching Italian to immigrants. This decision, never fully acknowledged, resulted in hundreds of state organisations throughout the country, which today coordinate more than 2,000 educational centres attended by almost 300,000 adults every year, where thousands of positions such as teachers, managers, administrative, technical and ancillary staff are employed. The outcome of 5-6 years hard work is the creation of a cultural network. This network has allowed us to welcome more than 300,000 immigrants in the last 2 years alone. By teaching Italian, it has played a key role in the linguistic and social integration policies, also supported by the Ministry of the Interior. Therefore, I think that institutional organisations and, above all, communities should take charge of this cultural network, unknown to most people, to ensure its consolidation, development and reinforcement. The second reflection. We all know that language is a cultural device required to consciously and fully exercise one's rights as an individual and a member of a community. As a result, I believe that teaching a language is not just providing people with a functional tool for accessing education, training, work, health and housing. Teaching a language is above all providing people with a cultural device necessary to exert one's rights and to be acknowledged as an individual and as a member of the community. This implies many things, particularly the need to anchor the teaching of the Italian language to a cultural as well as a functional dimension. But above all, it implies the need to fix homogeneous organisational and teaching criteria. If learning a language is necessary for exerting one's rights, then it must be guaranteed to everyone equally, regardless of the educational facilities. Teaching a language must take place within a common framework of reference. Lately, state regulations have laid out organizational and teaching criteria, as well as Italian language teaching programs to obtain an A2 level certification. Moreover, state regulations have also laid out criteria to assess competencies, abilities, knowledge related to learning paths to issue a certification. Our country has made great effort to homogenize the process of Italian as a second language teaching, and the guidelines of the Common Framework of Reference are the only way to guarantee free access to rights, but I am afraid that they are not always followed by GPS schools. I hope and I am sure that the DEAM will be a useful tool to enhance the cultural network created by our country. Thank you for your attention. I'm afraid I will not be able to be here until the end. Thank you again for inviting me. Have a good day.